There's people who don't like this crooning. Well, to them this advice I will give. Perhaps it don't charm you, but how can it harm you? So why not just live and let live? When people say I'm a nuisance and tell me to sing in the street, I say, don't be funny. I do this for money, 'cause even a crooner must eat. Yes, crooning to you may be poison, but still it's another man's meat. My appetite's nagging, so I keep tiger egging, 'cause even a crooner must eat. Well, my voice ain't so good like Caruso's. Sometimes it gets out of control. But I do lots of good for my country by keeping myself off the dole. Some people say what I ought to retire and do something else for a treat. But like Tommy Tucker, I sing for my supper, 'cause even a crooner must eat. Ladies and mantelpieces, perhaps you would like to know how I got this job as a crooner. Well, I come from a very musical family. I was born with two drums in my ears. And when I was 3 years old, I was already playing on the linoleum. Now, when I was a little boy, my mother, she took me to the doctor. Doctor, she says, my little boy makes his sinking. Such a big boy shouldn't sink, says the doctor, feeling my arms and my legs. Not me with his arms and his legs is sinking, says my mother. Me with his voice is sinking. Songs, me with jazz and vo-do-de-o-do. Oh-ho, says the doctor, this is a Crusoe what you got it for a son. A Crusoe, says my mother, that's a pantomime, ain't it? No, says the doctor, Crusoe was a great singer like Cab Holloway in Strong Arm Louie. Well, she takes me home, and all day long I'm practicing my scales. Do, re, mi, fa, so long, ti, do. Well, when I reach the age of maturity, I got idea what I want a bandleader shall hear me sing. So I go to see a maestro. Mr. Bandleader, he says, I like your band very much. Thanks, he says. Don't mention it, I replies. Now, your band's okay, I says, but what you want badly is a good crooner, and I want you shall hear my voice. What songs do you know, he asks. The Rhine song, I replies. You mean the Watch on the Rhine, he asks? No, I says, September in the Rhine. Then I starts to sing to him. Aha, he says, I see what you got at a tenor voice. Well, I thought you paid a little bit more than that, I replies, a little disappointments. I'm not speaking about price, he says. How much do you want? £20, I says. Make it shillings, he replies. Well, I didn't want to lose a sale, so that's how I got the job as a crooner. You heard about Mr. Bing Crosby. Well, one day he came down to my street. He came to see me for some dinner and tea, 'cause even a crooner must eat. Well, we talked about crooners and crooning. Yes, we got on together all right. We talked till we found that the gold of the day was turned to the blue of the night. Then he said, Max, I want you shall promise that with me you will never compete. So whatever you do, don't pinch my boo, 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 boo. 'Cause remember that even a crooner must eat.